This is a production of Cornell University.
He's going to be here in a second. He's coming from a meeting, and he also has an injury. So.
Present.
Oh, I'm excused, sorry.
Here. He's also coming from that meeting. He.
Harris sick, excused. Excused.
He's here.
What's Margaret?
Excuse. Here.
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 He's also coming from that meeting.
Unexcused.
Okay. Also, we'd like to welcome our news clerk, Noah. He is class of 2016, so all the freshman representatives should go introduce yourselves after, and everyone for that matter. Next on the agenda is approval of meeting minutes, the September 27, 2012 meeting minutes. Are there any motions on the floor? Seeing no dissent, the meeting's minutes are passed. Next on the agenda is open microphone. So if anyone in the audience who is not co-sponsoring a resolution or wants to speak and is not on the agenda right now, feel free to come forward and speak about any issue, you know, related to campus. And just say your name and year for the record. Name and year. Thank you. I don't have an immediate answer for you in terms of, you know, knowing spaces or resources in mind, but we are going to take down your name and email address and speak about it a little and get back to you with any recommendations or if there are any ways that we can help. Is there any other members who'd like to say something? VP Breeden, he's the VP of Public Relations. He's going to come and get your information, and we'll get back to you, you know, sometime within the next week or two, if that's all right. Sure. Thank you for coming. Is there anyone else in the audience who? Hello. please state. We actually have a couple of representatives who have questions of us. Okay. First, Representative Smith. Next is Representative Scalfo.
Thank you. No one is coming to express your concern. Thank you, Representative Smith, because I was about to just suggest the same thing. I use the University of Assembly to the Judicial Committee. So, just, which means I agree with the discussion.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak? Get a little louder, sorry about that. Thank you very much. And again, CC Breeden will come around and get your information just so we could follow up with you. Is there anyone else in the audience who'd like to say something? Seeing none, we're going to move on to announcements and reports. One other thing, for the new representatives, just want to introduce you to Trustee Erickson, his first name, Nighthawk/Derek. He is Alex's undergraduate trustee Boris's counterpart on the Board of Trustees, but for the graduate students. So you should introduce yourself to him at some point as well. Okay. Next on the agenda is announcements and reports. The first announcement is a leadership roundtable announcement.
Quite a few years from all the way to the
And VP Lucas Shavitz is just going to add on to it.
Yeah, I just want to add on. If you look at, I think I know at least all of our Facebook cover photos, our photo that just kind of provides resources and everything. Make sure, and it's on the Student Assembly Facebook group. Make that your cover photo just to get the word out there. There'll also be a petition going around shortly for everyone to. We'll send it out over the listserv report. But just to encourage you to sign it. It's a petition to have more blue light shuttle service.
And also, we'll send out an updated list of initiatives that we're working on. We sent it around, I think, two or three meetings ago, but we have a couple updates to it, so we'll send that around probably sometime during fall break. Next is smoke-free campus announcement. Next on the agenda is an Appropriations Committee announcement.
This letter we're going to be announcing to the finance of the organization who will be reviewing at the next ASCOM meeting. If you guys want to take part in those. So obviously we'll be on fall break and stuff coming Monday, but the Monday after that will be the Lewis City Hall Student Union Board and also weekend. We would like to take part in giving them part of their check-in during this non-violent of the year. Please feel free to stop by and we'll have any questions.
Thank you. We are going to move on to business of the day. First on the agenda for that is a special projects request, CU Compost.
Providing a lot of service to the college. motion that the project was further running, and that it was a project that had further negotiation with the 67th member.
Can you explain the process again about how it's a recommendation, just once more?
So when a special project requests for more than $250 to the institution assembly, we hear it as a appropriations committee.
First on the speakers list is Representative Ballack. There's a motion on the floor to amend to $370. Is there a second? Yes. Do you withdraw your motion, or you want to keep that on the table based on his? Okay. There's a motion to amend the special projects request to $370 a full. Is there a second for that? It's been seconded. Yeah, of information. Sure. Okay, so the motion has been seconded. We're now opening up debate on this motion. Is it who on? Representative Smith.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds. Next is Representative Kerr. Sure. Next on the speakers list is Representative Kerr.
So I think it's really something that a lot of here is talking about the money that's what's happening with the rule of law and the university and clearly the last year and the final money and stuff like that. But I think
next on the speakers list is VP Desai. Thank you. You have 10 seconds. Thank you. Next on the speakers list is Representative Marshall. Next on the speakers list is Representative Block. Thank you. Next on the speakers list is Representative Muir.
So, again, to reiterate what Jeff Watt said, the Secretary and the Justice Department that at the same time, we've had 2 or 3 months more than enough time to keep all the resources funding, you know, $37 a month. I think that your problem is, you know, its potential growth of membership is able to find all the resources funding. And ultimately, the appropriation fee isn't a, you know, funding of alternate funding source. So, with that in mind, I oppose the amendment, and I agree with what DC is with previous efforts of the appropriation fee. If there are 9 bonds, I think we should go along with the rest.
The motion has been called to question. It's been seconded. There's dissent. Do you want to explain your dissent?
Yeah, I was about to ask what the total remainder of funds in the special project fund was, so that all of the assembly members can make a prudent choice about how we spend what we have left.
So I'm gonna defer that point of information to VP Desai. Okay. Do you withdraw your dissent, or?
I have further questions, but if you want to vote me down, that's fine.
So we're going to vote here. If you are in favor of voting on this motion, on this amendment, please raise your placards and ending debate and voting. If you are not in favor, abstentions. So that isn't 2/3. So the motion fails, and we're going back into debate right now. Next on the speakers list is VP Mueller. The vote. I'm sorry, I didn't say the vote total. The vote total was 13-6-2. I didn't realize that they wanted to speak, so I will put you on the speakers list.
Very short. There's not much.
13-6
is 2/3 votes cast. Abstentions count. Yeah. You need, so for that vote, we would need 15 members of, in order to pass it. We only had 13.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So my questions. So I have 2 things. Actually, perfect timing. My friend just texted me back. I knew that she used to compost in College Town. She used to take a pail, and I never knew what she did with it, so I just asked her. And she said that she used to take it to the bins behind CTB because evidently they were happy to take on extra composting materials. She did say that she was hoping from another student that the compost club was started up, so that's a good thing. But I'm curious what currently exists. In terms of what students can compost, you know, if there are what students are currently doing, that's one example. Also, if there's any implement in place so that only students and not residents of College Town who are not students at Cornell University will use this composting and contribute to the cost of maintaining it. And then the last question was for how much we have left, but that's been answered already.
So I'm going to give you guys some time to respond to VP Mueller, but also some time to speak.
Thank you.
You have 20 seconds.
Yeah, so what currently exists for composting in College Town for students, what do they do now? And then is there any implement in place so that it's only students who will be using this service and contributing to the cost of its maintenance?
So right now,
next on the speakers list is Representative Cho.
Point of information.
Yep.
What's the current question on the table?
The current question, as in the motion on the table, it's still the amendment to.
Sarah's amendment?
No, it's Sarah's amendment.
Didn't you make an amendment?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Cho. Sure.
Let's say that I'm on the appropriations committee. Can I recommend a point on the appropriations committee?
I'm going to yield to VP Desai on that.
Yes. Sweet. All right. Thank you, guys. So I want to say, point out that you guys said that the environmental committee is going to be a good idea. I don't know if yet. It's not a really good idea. And I think that that is something that feels like it's like why you're funding the conference in the first place. However, I did sit on the appropriations committee and I'm going to share that with you today. And one of my questions is, I feel like money obviously matters very much when it comes to resolutions, including senators from the other organization, that's one. Two, I look at the money and the time to become self-sustaining. Because the money is not like there are people that really jump up on the composting idea. And since I remember you guys had about 15 members or so that you guys have been with the nonprofit earlier, these persons bring us $2 a month because they're very passionate about composting. And, if there's a good support,
you have 10 seconds. Go for it. Next on the speaker's list is VP Luke Shavitz.
So I just want to make a couple points. First, I think that it's more of like recommendations are things to encourage you to do. I think that if this amendment does not pass, take the 3 months and come back with some data if you need more funding. Also, Jill brought up a comment about getting support from the landlords and how it needs to be shown that the students are behind this. I would recommend two things. Creating a resolution that basically says that the FA is in support of this initiative as a whole, and also to go to the College Town Common Council, and there's a lot of landlords that attend that meeting. It's on Tuesdays, I believe at 4:30. I can let you know the exact place, and to bring this to them there and present on why the students are behind it, why you're so passionate about it, and maybe you can get more landlords behind it that way.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Pritchett. What? You have to wait a little. I'll put you back on the speaker's list, though. What? Yield to you on what? Sure. Do you want to clarify that?
You guys say that you have money in reserves that you're planning to use for the next month. So you guys say you have money for 1 month, you're planning for 3 months. There we have to make.
We have to move on. I'm sorry. There's a long speaker's list. What's your motion? There's a motion to call to question. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we are going to vote on the amendment to $370. If you are in favor of amending it to $370, please raise your placards. If you're opposed, abstentions. By a vote of 6-10-4, the motion fails. We're going back into debate on the regular. There's a motion to vote on the resolution on the special projects request. It's been seconded. Oh yeah, true. Always forget about that point. So I'm sorry, guys. The special projects request stands at $74. I said this to Jill earlier today that, like, you know, definitely come back in a couple weeks, show the progress that you guys are making, and, you know, show everyone sort of what, you know, what's been going on, and I'm sure the SA might entertain future requests. So we are going to move on. Yes?
Yeah, I believe that as long as no one else has a discussion on it, it would be approved, since it would, if anybody has, doesn't have a different amendment that they want to make or anything, it's kind of unanimous consent. So as long as no one else in the group has an amendment.
So are there any motions on the floor to end debate or to...
I'd like to make a motion to go to 111. I think that's a simple vote to 71 to 111. I think that's something we can do and we'll give them a little bit more support.
There's a motion on the floor to amend the special projects request to $111. There's dissent. Do you want to explain your dissent?
I really don't know how to say more professional way to just find out that there are more important things that we have to get to do this today.
Do you withdraw your motion?
No.
Okay. So is this motion?
Can I respond to that, actually?
No, you can't. Has this motion been seconded?
Yes.
Yeah. So, in essence, it's objecting to the consideration of the question. He was just objecting to it. You, as a body, we can vote as a 2/3 to object to considering the amendment for 1 month. So.
Okay. It's been called to question. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we are now voting on $111. If you're in favor of the amendment, please raise your placards. If you're opposed, abstentions. By a vote of 7-9-2, the motion fails. Going back into debate again on the original special projects request. Are there any motions on the floor? There's a motion and debate, and it's been seconded. Any dissent? Is there any? What? Do you have dissent? Can you explain your dissent, Jill? We're going to vote on whether to end debate. So if you are on this resolution, so, yes. What? Yes. Okay. So if you're in favor of ending debate on this part of the agenda and moving on, please raise your placards. If you're not in favor of ending debate, abstentions. By a vote of 15-2-2, we're ending debate on this. As I was saying earlier, guys, you know, come back to the SAA, show your progress, and we definitely want to work with you in the future. You're still getting funding, and the SAA still supports, you know, this idea. Great. We're going to move on in our agenda to resolution 9, establishment of the SA Diversity Affairs Coalition. I'm just going to make a quick comment before you begin. Guys, this isn't a byline funding year, and that means we have the time to work on a lot of other issues, because byline funding conversations usually take up a lot of the meetings. So please, in the future, like, if you have general questions about initiatives, about resolutions, about special project requests, please try and ask them beforehand, because we just spent over a third of the meeting debating that, and that doesn't mean it's not an important issue. It's a very important issue, and a lot of students care about it, but a lot of the questions that came up could have been asked before this meeting and would have helped. So, moving on, Representative Smith.
We should be doing some of the diversity affairs coalitions, comprised of different staff members, primarily from each individual colleges, the goal of the different initiatives, particularly for the community, of course, is to oversee the environment and the implementation of specific academic initiatives from education to each college, particularly our colleges, the sports education, which is the new plan.
So we are opening up the speakers list to Resolution 9. First is Representative Block.
So I think that this is a resolution that I'm in full support of. I think it's
Representative Fitt, can you just explain a little more about the committee, because it was on the agenda a couple meetings ago, but it was also sort of toward the end of the meeting, so just to jog everyone's memories what your intent was. Just where you're coming from with it, just explaining a little more, because I'm not sure everyone remembers, because it's been two meetings since. Three meetings. VP Gitlin's going to go around in the crowd and get names of people who want to speak on the speakers list. How we do it is three SA members and then a community member. Okay. Next on the speakers list is Representative Kerr. Okay. I would entertain motion to go to resolution 10 first.
Okay. Can I get a separate motion?
Yeah. Sure. What's your motion? You can hold on. Yeah.
I have one motion to strike those two lines so we can do this one first, because I want to do this one first.
Okay. Roneal is VP decides making a motion. Can you please explain your motion?
I do want to discuss this resolution before the other one, so my motion is going to be the simply strike in the first paragraph, to be presented by the Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion, and at the end, be chaired by a member appointed by the Student Assembly, and if both resolutions pass, then, you know, we can throw that in very quickly, but I would rather discuss this resolution first and then the other one rather than the opposite order.
Do you find that friendly? Okay. So there's a motion to strike the line about VP of Diversity and Inclusion in the first and second paragraph. It was found friendly. So we're going to continue debate on this resolution. Representative Bonatti. Oh, you, Kerr. What?
I want to apologize for something I'm talking about this. I think this is great. I just have a minor question. In the entire period, has everyone approved right now that the agency is being recognized for clarification because of the very close relationship? So I need to mention it rather than where it says the representative of the agency is being recognized.
Could you say it one more time, a little more slowly? Okay, that motion to change A3C to Asian Asian American Center was also found friendly. Are you making? Okay.
So I'm going to start with the first one.
Okay.
And also because of the staff review, start with the LGBT resources and put a representative LGBT.
Okay. 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 So there's a motion to strike the line about JAMIC and a motion to change LGBT Resource Center to the SA LGBT at Large Representative or someone else of the Executive Board. Correct?
From Haven.
Okay. Okay.
Point of information?
Yes?
Can you clarify that amendment?
Yes. The amendment was changing a representative from the LGBT Resource Center to the SA LGBT at-large representative and a member of the Executive Board of Haven.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on in the speakers list. Representative Bonatti. Next on the speakers list is VP Desai.
Thank you, President Lindman. Thank you, Representative Smith. I know you've been waiting very patiently the past couple of weeks. I do appreciate all the work that you put into this program here and over the summer. I had a question followed by a comment. So my question was, sorry if I missed you addressing this earlier, the hypothetical chair of this committee would be Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion, but I'm assuming this committee would be running this year, and the Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion would be selected until the next academic student assembly year. So do you have plans for who would run that for now?
I'm actually going to cut that off. That is no longer relevant anymore because it was stricken from the resolution.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on.
Well, I just have a question and comment.
You're actually out of comments. No. There's been a motion to extend. Okay.
I guess I'll reword my question then. Seeing as how the SA VMI amendment has given the right to staff to chair this committee, could you please address who you want to staff this committee over the course of the next year? And then my general question, or my general comment was I do very much support this resolution. I do think that a lot of emerging background has gotten into it, and I think that, especially in light of some of the instances that we've seen on campus that need to be addressed in the last year, this is something that everyone around the table should support, in my personal opinion. And I yield the rest of my time to you to answer my question. Who's gonna run this committee over the course of the next year?
You can if you want. On the speakers list is Camilla from the audience, unless she left. Oh, there she is. Representative Scuffo. Okay. Representative Batista. There's been a motion to call to question. There's dissent. Do you want to explain here? Okay. Been withdrawn. Representative Batista.
What about that? There's not a specific situation. And
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Iwaoka. Next is, there's been a motion, just in the future motion, and then I'll, there's a motion on the floor to call it a question. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent?
Dissent.
There's dissent. Do you want to explain your dissent?
I think that there's a lot of opinions left unturned, so to speak, on this. We've only heard from a very small minority of the members on this resolution, and something that we haven't had a chance to openly debate and discuss like this previously.
But it's withdrawn. Representative Pritchett. What?
So I support the resolution, and I think one of the important things is that the inclusion of diversity comes from colleges. I think a lot of times students feel that there is a responsibility to buy into diversity issues. But what I found is that oftentimes the issue is that on the academic side of it, there is not as much responsibility in institution affairs to serve. So by having an example that focuses on the college level and the academic requirement, I think we can move forward and direct more in making this happen. By all means, I think that we have done a lot of time. Janet is running a new structure, and there's a lot of sense about that this week. So in the future, do you intend to make the new form of Janet part of the game? If so, how would that work?
Next is VP Lukashevich.
This is kind of going on the same idea that Representative Pritchett brought up. I was wondering if Ross or Cameron or maybe Romeo, since they all worked on the like refocusing JAMIC, could speak a little bit about what JAMIC's focus is now and how that relates to what this committee or was proposed for this committee to do.
Do you yield?
I yield the rest of my time to anyone that wants to speak of those three people I mentioned.
Just yield to a direct person.
Which person?
Ross.
What? No. I'm the chair.
Alright, so, yes, there's been a lot of discussion about what JAMIC could be, and there has been a lot of frustration around it because I think most people can agree that it has failed at, and we haven't wanted to create anything just to create it, so we really spend our time trying to figure out what we do best. What we have decided is that it kind of takes the form of bringing a lot of different student leaders in, reviewing different policies that the administration has, bringing administrators in, and talking about the policy. So it would be, in my opinion, and it comes from other things in terms of discussion meetings and also potentially activating on the role of the as possible. But I do find that we department much bigger than something that is now overlapping.
We should probably
take it. That's just a question. And I would like to have a time to add.
There isn't any more time. Unless there's a motion.
Motion to extend.
I don't think you can motion on your own. Okay. There's been a motion to extend and seconded. Next on the speakers list is VP Breeden. I could put you on the second speakers list, or you can get yielded too.
In terms of
He just wants to clarify the question.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily talking about the feasibility of getting more information, or talking about feasibility of the primary possibilities that are examine, analyze, and then devise strategies. Are those strategies going to be actionable and they're going to be implemented? Because not only do we have to devise them, but they have to be well received by the administration, each of these academic units that you're proposing them to. And that's what I'm talking about.
Also, just a reminder to everyone in the community, if you want to speak, VP Gitlin's going to walk around again and you can get on the speakers list. Next is VP Mueller.
I just wanted, before I say anything, I wanted to mention that this particularly, and almost basically every time I speak for the assembly, I'm speaking as my own individual opinion, and I wouldn't want anything I ever say to be sounded like a directive from the executive board. I think that may have been lost in translation last week, and something we'll talk about later. But the point of my personal opinion on this is that I'm very pleased with this resolution because I think it represents an active endeavor. It's something with goals and milestones, something that's holding an enormous bureaucracy of 7 colleges and of all kinds of administrative units, helping to hold them accountable, and embodies what I would call sort of the spirit of the new student assembly, one that has defined charge, a spirit of action, also holding the administration accountable, and including all of the parties that are necessary to get a conversation started. And I think that this is an excellent initiative, and I would say, in response to VP Breeden, I think we just need to try.
Next on the speakers list is VP Gitlin.
My one question is, I know you said that you've worked a lot with administrators, but I kind of want to hear not the overall response, but the two different sides. Has everyone been positive to this idea? Has there been negative feedback that you've gotten? Have people said that this shouldn't be created from the administration side? Because I know in theory that this is a great idea, but what is it to say that administrators will actually show up or say that they won't be angry that we created this committee? I just want to kind of hear the balance that the administrators are going to have.
Just be careful. I mean, just make sure what you're saying is accurate sort of portrayal, because he isn't in the room to clarify. Next on the speakers list is Trustee Boris.
I'll call
up.
can't make a move.
You can't make a move. Yes.
I would really like it if someone called
the resolution 10 has been called to question. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we are going to vote on resolution 10 by roll call. Whenever you're ready, Chelsea. Sorry, I had 10 in front of me. Resolution 9, and this is a bylaw change, so it requires 2/3 of the assembly to pass.
She just wanted.
How do you vote?
What?
I don't. Yeah. Could ask Erin if she can vote.
Pass.
Should I?
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Marshall.
Yes.
Muir.
Yes.
I'm thinking.
No.
Smith.
Yes.
DeSandro.
Yes.
By a vote of
is there a problem? What?
So by a vote of 11-2-8, resolution 9 doesn't pass.
Motion to recount.
No. Point of parliamentary procedure.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't stand the rules. Members present, not members seated. So abstains don't count towards the total.
Abstains don't count in charter
change. No. That's true.
So for the charter changes, it's of the entire membership, which means that in general, it would be even people who aren't here, their vote would be. No. This is of the members present at this meeting. We have 21 members here currently, so by, you know, 2/3, we would need 15 members voting yes to pass.
Chelsea, can you just say your vote total again, because there was a motion to recount?
Exactly.
11-2-8. Okay. By a vote of 11-2-8, resolution 9 doesn't pass.
My problem is, are these not known as a vote for only one of the because it seems like this is a case now known as a case we might need to count a lot of motions that pass fairly.
Do you want to explain?
So basically, that's kind of what it implies. The fact that if you're...
You're reducing the rights of the
majority. So anything that says of the members present means that in order to determine the number of votes that it needs to have, you basically figure it through the people who are here. So we have 21 members who are present today at this meeting. Of which 2/3 would be 15 members would have to vote yes in order for it to pass.
With
it? To abstain, it would be
you're giving up your right to have an opinion on it.
Sure. So my question is, what does it say from the normal resolution to the extent the majority of people present?
Sure.
And the reason is two-thirds of members present is because this is an amendment to the state bylaws, which requires two-thirds of members present. And then a bylaw is that. And the community committee is that a bylaw change.
Sure. No, no, no. I just have a question. If you want to look at it, not if the bylaw change, what is the ruling for that? What is the ruling for that?
Majority. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do you have a motion?
Yeah, motion. Yeah. Motion.
Yeah.
Is there any other thing that we can talk about this morning? Because there's a very large discussion.
Motion.
And I feel like that may, show that people are not sure exactly what they're doing.
But, I'm going to defer to Aaron.
Okay. All right. Since it went through a vote, it means that, and the chair obviously recognized it because it didn't pass. It means that it can't come up again at this meeting, but it could come up again at another meeting in a different form.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it a lot of people weren't aware of how Clinton County is possible to lose the
vote? It's not. What?
What's the responsibility of the
Sorry. As Aaron said, this can come up again, Ulysses, and we have to move on in the agenda. Moving on to Resolution 10. What? Find that friendly? Okay.
So that's probably enough 10 and then renumbering 11 on the second and sixth on 10.
Okay, sound friendly. First on the speakers list is Representative Iwaoka.
So I want to remind you that we've been very hard to have strong leaders and vision passion focusing on cultural perspectives at the executive board level now for my example about 2 years. But it's really important to embody a strong commitment to that diversity of all rights with a proper representative position. I'm strongly in favor of this amendment. I'm in favor of the previous prior proposal. I'm in favor of passing as well. It is your imperative and challenging all of you, like going forward, who's in favor of passing the lead next year? You don't know. You don't know. It's very important that everyone consider the future. This is not just about this year. It's about going forward and having a diversity or diverse voice and perspective on that executive board. I'm not saying it doesn't affect their service at all. It's not about that. I'm saying it needs to make a proper commitment.
Next is Representative Block.
all of us are from the question of the official status of the city 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 of the
city of the city of the city of the city
of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of
the city of the
city of the city of the city of the city of the city
of the city of the city of the city of
the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city
of the city of the city
of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the
city of the city
of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city
of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of
the city of the city of the city of the
city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of
the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city
of the city of the city of the city of the city of the
city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of
the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the city of the
may not be the case, you know, a generation from now, you know, in 3 or 4 years, and essentially a new assembly. And so part of our process is creating interconditional structures to make sure that the topics get addressed. That's why we create manual committees, that's why we have to vice president positions all the time. And I think this is so important to the longevity of student assembly and making sure that the topics get addressed, because otherwise the entire future of the structure of our future is to be extremely important and detrimental to the current community. And it would be an effort on our part.
Representative Pritchett. Community member Sly Mata. Been a motion to table the resolution, which means that it has to be brought up again, and there is dissent. Sure.
Well, going along with
hold on 1 second. Yeah.
until next week.
Do you want to?
Yeah. What? Like we've heard several times, it is hard for people to move forward under the same like current stop next year. It also doesn't start next week. It starts already happening now. And I think that we are waiting for our time. This is something we can get rolling now. If you put in the work, we've seen it's all in front of us. It's been in front of us for months now. Everyone has the ample time to consider this.
Hold on 1 second. We're going to go in order of motions. What's your point of information?
Yeah. My point of information is about the table, and I was just wondering, can we table this resolution for next week? What was the vote of the work on the docket, and what's the order in front of the agenda?
It would go into business of the day, and VP Mueller sets the agenda. What was the next motion? Point of information, rather.
Point of information to the chair. If this resolution were to get passed today, when would a potential vice president of diversity and inclusion be appointed or selected by the student assembly?
Is that specified? No, I know. I'm looking. It's not the.
It says we'll be elected during the term session.
What? So it would be a special election according to this resolution after the passage, but most convenient internal election. Is there another point of information?
Nope, that was my point of information.
Thank you.
Okay, just one more thing. The last resolution wasn't a mistake. It was correctly counted. It was correctly voted on, and just all members should read up on, you know, what it means to vote on a resolution. This is now halfway through the semester. Okay. So there's a motion to table until next week. There's dissent. We are going to vote on whether to table the resolution until next week.
Vote to vote.
So voting to vote. No, vote to table. So if you're in favor of tabling it until next week, so it comes back up on the agenda, what? Right, so we're voting to table.
Usually you vote to vote, we're voting to table.
Voting to table. What?
Yeah. Because otherwise you
right. It's the vote to vote to table.
No, it's the vote to table because otherwise you vote to table.
Okay.
I understand.
Gotcha. Fine.
Thank you. It was vote to table. We're going to extend anyway because we had an executive session anyway. Okay, so we're now voting on whether to table it until next week. It'll come up on the agenda next week. If you are in favor of tabling it until next Thursday's meeting, please raise your placards. If you're not in favor of tabling it and continuing debate. Abstentions? Okay, that motion fails. We're continuing debate. Next on the speaker's list is Oscar.
I decided to look at the diversity in terms of academic and life in terms of the and the opposite background of the diversity in business and engineering for the university. I think that it's really the point that we gave and it is really looking at the degree. I think that one community has had to work for the past few years and that there is really in terms of concrete plan for it.
Thank you, Oscar. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Ballard. And the meeting was, as Mo said, extended to 6:40. Oh, sorry, Cameron. Well, I didn't see who.
I just wanted to comment on what you responded to my comment about that we're becoming too large. And other systems, including that are flawed in the sense of creating control systems and making teams. Team itself is composed of about 5 to 6 people. And I think it's already too large to even categorize as a group or a team. I just don't think that adding another person on the system, executive board, is proper. Because it goes from a small meeting to meeting in this room to be very important.
Thank you. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Stefanko.
I want to represent the sentiment that I think represents Vice President Mueller was trying to make today. It's not that we made mistakes talking, but rather that the previous resolution should have been passed. I think that this second resolution gives us a situation that makes us sure that next week when the previous resolution will hopefully be brought up again, that we have something already in place that shows that we are supporting diversity and everything is important. I think that this is the solution we need to make that decision now. And I'm just going to say that I agree with you both. Producer resolution, I hope we move on back to you again. And this resolution will make things good after previously taken over.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Bonatti.
So,
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Batista and then Ashley from the community. To who? Oh, okay. Previous resolution. Do you have a comment about this resolution? What?
Well,
Fine. Continue.
So, I listen to this.
How?
So, abstaining, I think that we should clearly talk about how gender is going to be structured and how religion is structured, or how women are before I can make it from America comes back, the revolution we have to try to have a little bit of it. And I think the answer is the emergency and including the dissident, regardless of whether or not the revolution is
One question. The resolution has been called to question, and it's been seconded. Is there any dissent?
What information I
want to speak with? 1, 2, 3. 6 more. Yeah, include it. Well, no, we're in the middle of a motion right now. Is there any dissent? There's dissent. Do you want to explain your dissent? There is dissent saying we should discuss it more. Who made the motion? Do you withdraw your motion?
No.
Okay. And yeah. Oh. In which case, we're going to vote on the resolution. What? Do you want to say it? Do you withdraw?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to vote to vote. And again, just to clarify for this time, abstain doesn't mean that you're against, sort of like what Cameron was saying, abstain doesn't mean that you're necessarily against or for this resolution. It's not like a value, what? It's not a value statement necessarily, but right now we're voting to vote on this resolution. If you vote no, then you want to continue debate, and if you vote yes, then you want to end debate and vote on the resolution now. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. If you are in favor of closing debate and voting, please raise your placards. If you're not in favor and you want to continue debate. Abstentions. By a vote of 7-12-1, we're going back into debate. We have a couple more people on the speakers list. It's already been extended 10 minutes. We'll extend it another 5 minutes and, like, yeah. Representative Batista. No. What? Okay. It's been seconded. It's shortened to 30 seconds. Ashley.
Terribly sorry, can you speak into the mic? I can't hear you.
Give us 10 seconds. It's fine. I'm sorry. Next is Representative Brasek.
I just want to say that I'm completely supportive of this position. I do believe that we kind of want to think about this, so we're not going to get the action needs. That we have time to think about this, I think we are going to make a decision to make it happen.
Next is Trustee Boris.
Three things. One, I appreciate the other support and the other way to do this kind of obligation and kind of stuff. But if they all have specific positions, I think having 7 or 8 or 9 rather than any that can work is fine. Second of all, I think it's hard to get the money to think about it. The only thing you really want to come to is if people's minds are still being made up, and some of these numbers are going to be their minds, and right now it's pretty wrong. And last time, I agree with Ashley, and also somewhat disagree with what you said before, President Gibson, that saying you think it's pretty valuable. If you're not saying you're still going to know exactly the same, the way our bylaws are, if it makes you feel more bored or okay with it, that's your own view to settle. But it is affecting the people who know in their position and the position of the
point of information.
Yeah.
Then why is there a bill of
Okay, guys, it's the end of the meeting. We have to stay focused, please, with the interruption. Okay? It's been called to question and seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we're going to vote on the resolution. Well, it's the roll call, yeah. And it's present. Or did anyone leave?
Sure.
Okay. Whenever you're ready. Oh, does everyone understand the abstention clarification now? Okay. Again, it's a 2/3 vote to pass. It's a bylaw change, and there is a community clause. And abstention... Do you want to just explain the abstention once more?
Yeah. Or I can call it. So basically this vote requires 15 members in order to pass. So we need to have 15 yeses in order to pass this motion. So obviously if you vote yes, you are in favor. If you vote no, you are not in favor.
Okay. So, Chelsea, whenever you're ready.
Yes.
Pass, please.
Richard?
Yes.
Delphine?
No.
Smith?
Yes.
Cassandra?
Yes, please. By a vote of 16-2-3, resolution 10. And with that, I'm adjourning the meeting to we're going into executive session for a couple minutes, which means everyone who's not on the SA, thank you very much for coming, and please come to another meeting.
Oh my God.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.